Well, it works if you're relocating to a different market, another state where things aren't quite as crazy. Everything's up, of course, but, you know, if you're in that position, you could do quite well for yourself. And, I mean, we're going to be looking at doing that in the near future, so hopefully things will hold out for us. But I'm a little bit more, shall we say, offended by the fact that these sale prices are inflating the tax base unbelievably, and the local municipalities and tax jurisdictions are really benefiting from that. And what is everybody going to get out of all the higher taxes that are being paid? And I suspect it'll be, you know, more monuments of granite being built to the central planners than anything else, but I digress.
I think that's a realistic concern. I had an online discussion with somebody earlier today, and specifically we were talking about Benzie County and how Benzie County dramatically turned down a school millage. And I'm not talking close, you know, I'm talking 65-35, maybe even 70-30. And the way that the school district reacted to it is as insulting as it is improper. And you know what the answer is. They're just coming back again in November. They're modifying the grab, reducing the dollar amount a little bit, coming back in November with their hand out again because they're not getting the message. You know, the voters sending the message enough. You know, and that, I hadn't even applied that metric to this discussion because that's totally valid as well. Without any raise, without any increase, keeping the millage rate the same, the real revenue generated is up dramatically simply because of the rise in valuations and SEVs. There are places in the state and where we may do the same thing. You know, if you go from the northwest waterfront property market to the northeast, you know, if you go over to Atlanta or Oscoda or Greenbush, you know, with your same expectation, you're going to be able to acquire that for considerably less than in Harbor Springs or Petoskey or Goodhart, you know.